yes. Yes.
What's up?
Welcome, 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 welcome once again to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, always Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by Drew Tallman, a.k.a. Alto Games.
What up?
What's going on, brother?
Fresh face, cleanly shaved.
Yeah, what happened, man? What is that?
Well, yeah.
Why?
Well, so for the Halloween weekend, I was Mike Ditka, famous coach of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Night before Halloween. Then Halloween, I was Borat. So both of those needed mustaches, and I didn't want to.
Bored
definitely
him.
Didn't want to rock the mustache for the rest of the time, so I'm like, yeah, let's get rid of that. But yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm so glad you decided to shave it. Sometimes you got to refresh the face, bro. Sometimes
exactly.
It's got to happen, you know?
Clean slate.
You got to reboot the face, you know?
Exactly.
Talking about people who know how to reboot the face. Tarek Lewis, how you doing, sir?
Hey.
You doing good. What does that mean, Speedy? What's up?
Look, take a good look at Alto. Take a good look at Drew there.
I don't see what you're saying, but what was the speaking
you gotta
of people,
you got to refresh the face. You know, you got to go clean shaven. You know, reboot.
You telling me I look fucked up, Speedy?
No.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
Sometimes. I'm
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, bro.
I still used to riding with the Giants. It's okay.
Yeah, man. We got a game tonight. Big game.
Yeah.
Big game tonight. Not expecting to win, but.
I'm going to share a meme with you that explained that the Jets are the best team in the NFL right now. So, all right. remind me to send you that meme.
I'd be curious to see that explanation.
It's got interesting logic in the meme. I just want to share with you. And shouts out to Michaela Fig via she got her camera off. Oh, hold up.
I have my camera off for now. I'm setting up my space.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
That's
welcome to the show. You did not miss anything.
That's what they call it.
Oh, wow. Dang. Was she drilling something?
No, my door needs some.
Oh,
TLC.
Okay.
It sounded
like a drill. It sounded like a.
It was ready for Halloween, okay?
She needs some prescription strength WD-40, huh?
I do.
So, housekeeping, I want to thank everyone who hang out with us during the Beasley Gaming Series Friday here on Checkpoint XP. And we had a good time there with everyone there and great Mortal Kombat 11 action. Drew, you did an excellent job there.
Thank you. I was nervous the whole time.
Post-game interviews. I know, but no need. It's always casual, man. It's always casual, and then...
Just surrounded by so much greatness, man. Back-to-back champ Dennis there.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Dennis, man. What's his tag on Twitch? I forget.
I can't remember. I talked to him, and he said he doesn't like really use Twitch that much, which is crazy because,
Wow. Yeah, man. He cuts up, man. Him and Black Jesus.
Black Jesus. I was kind of pulling for him, but...
I was pulling for Black Jesus, man. I'm ready for
Dennis,
champion,
Dennis just came through. And crazy thing, he was talking about how... Like, he just re-downloaded the game to prep for it. Like, he doesn't really play it that often. I'm like, okay. You're just a freak, huh?
That's good, man. Some people are just good naturally at those games, man. Like,
Mortal Kombat
is my kryptonite, man. I'm just not good at Mortal Kombat, period. Yeah. Tarek, you good with the classic Mortal Kombat or what?
I'm decent. I'm pretty good since Street Fighter came out. And Mortal Kombat back in the day, all fighting games have similar controls.
Yes.
So I'm pretty confident in my ability to hop on one and play it for about a week or two and be pretty good.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
A lot of it, man. I think a lot of it. I don't know how much people who are like real gamers would agree, but a lot of it's psychology. It's like, what do people typically do? You know what I mean? How can I bait them into something? No.
Exactly.
Because everybody knows the moves.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes I forget because it's a little different. You know, Mortal Kombat. It's more like it's hold back and forward and the button. You know, or down like that and forward and the button instead of like doing a full.
You're upside
motion,
down for
like
a split second there,
Michaela. Yeah. So there's Mortal Kombat type of directions, instructions, or whatever moves, and then there's. Mm-hmm. And then there's Street Fighter, and games usually follow one of those two.
One or the other, yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, Tekken
used to be Tekken
work
favorite.
Like that? I don't know.
Tekken's
a fun for each
like Virtual
limb.
Fighter. I think Virtual Fighter is kind of like the daddy of Tekken.
Oh, I used to hate Virtual Fighter.
Yeah, I didn't like Virtual Fighter either too. But there's people who knew how, like the tricks on how to get in there. And
yeah.
Not enough people talk about Soul Calibur.
That's the
one of my favorites.
Family of Tekken.
But Soul Calibur had very complicated moves.
It did.
Yeah, I like it.
But I did like that. But and let's talk about the breaking news today. The breaking news is we finally got the trailer. Who's coming in here? Oh, the franchise! Shouts out to the franchise. Did an excellent job at the Beast of the Gaming series on Friday. Shouts out to you, man. You
the host with the most. Always.
The host with the most. How you doing, sir? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. We were just recapping the Beast of Gaming series, and we're about to get into the Book of Boba Fett trailer. But any feelings you want to share about the gaming series Friday?
I thought it was really good, man. I thought it was pretty dope that we had a real competitive championship round. Yeah. Shout out to all the players that showed out. You know what I mean? We saw some new faces, saw some familiar faces. So it's good to see that we're on to something with this, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Excellent, man. All right, so we're going to get into this this Book of Boba Fett breaking this morning. I was afraid. I was like, man, we don't got much of nothing to talk about on today's show. And then Disney Plus comes through. Yeah, just a little something. Yeah. So we're going to throw this this Book of Boba Fett trailer on here. I don't understand. What is this spider? I've never seen that spider before.
I don't know either.
It's just a tease that Spider-Man's coming in a couple of...
there we go.
Maybe. Yeah.
I've heard otherwise.
Most ambitious crossover.
Can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to make that sound.
I know that you sit on throne of your former employer.
When I replay
Jabba
this.
Jabba ruled with fear.
Is that the Mandalorian that's narrating in the beginning?
No, yeah,
it's
going
to rule with
in the
respect.
Beginning, not right, obviously not right now. So he's going to rule with respect. I mean,
you were all once captains under Jabba the Hutt.
I'm here to make a proposal that's mutually beneficial. Why speak of conflict when cooperation can make us all rich?
What prevents us all from killing you and taking what we want?
Off with his head.
If you had spoken such insolence to Jabba, he'd have fed you to his menagerie.
Please, speak freely.
What's your? Are we on the hype train for Book of Boba Fett or nah, not yet? You need to see more.
I'm not hyped yet.
A train? I'm probably on a mega bus.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say on a hype train. It's
okay. You're on a trip. You just don't know where yet, and it's going.
Yeah, I can easily hop off.
Yeah, like I know I'm gonna watch it, but I'm not like fanatic about it. You know?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
But yeah, like Mandalorian, I feel like they set such a high bar with that show and like what they can do. And also, I mean, Boba Fett's such a legendary yet like unknown character, so there's a lot that there's a high ceiling of potential. But yeah, I'm still not quite there as far as like my hype for it. Yeah,
well, how about
I feel
Michaela?
Like. Oh, right.
Oh no, go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, I love Star Wars, but I don't know. I always tread lightly with Star Wars because of who it's run by.
Now.
But at the same time, if they did in the intention of keeping it similar to The Mandalorian, it seems like with this trailer, it's going to be different enough. My concern before was, is it going to sound repetitive like all the other Star Wars stuff? Is it going to feel like a new story? And I feel like they are going to make it a new story, and I think that it's a good character to base off of because not many people have this idea about... Not many people have thought about the future of Boba Fett before until The Mandalorian came out and he showed up in it. So I'm thinking that possibly we won't have as many angry fans as we do with the rest of the franchise. So I'm excited for it.
I think a lot of people are happy right now with the direction at least the Mandalorian is going, especially
Rogue One. I'm concerned about season three of the Mandalorian, which I was happy that Boba Fett was going to be like the middle of it, so that maybe hopefully what happened at the end of Boba Fett will lead to the season three of the Mandalorian, because I honestly don't see anything coming out of the Mandalorian season three. We're already done with Grogu. Like, what else are we going to see?
I think we're going to get introduced now to the big threat. The big threat. The next plot. What do you say, Joey? You had a thought, and we kind of interrupted you. Sorry.
No, you're good. I didn't want to interrupt Michaela. That was my fault. What was it? Pretty much, I feel like Star Wars Ben dropped the ball on this story. This story should have been done a long time ago.
Oh man, they're just doing a whole lot of catch up with that franchise.
Yeah, too. And I feel like the show is just going to be just mad fan service throughout the entire series. Yeah. The reason Mando's hitting so well is because it's such a new thing, you know, and it's a fresh new story, fresh new take on the, you know, like on a Star Wars character that doesn't need to use a lightsaber. You know what I mean? So that's why it resonates so well with the, you know, new audience as well as the old Star Wars fans as well. But I just feel like they really, I mean, I'm not going to not watch Boba Fett, but it's definitely, they took way too long to get this story going.
Right, right. What about you, Tarek? What do you think? How are you feeling? What's your real?
I think that's going to be one of those shows that if it's good, it'll catch on and be hot. I don't think there was high anticipation necessarily for The Mandalorian until... Yeah. It was out, and then people started watching it and talking about it. Then it was like, oh, okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah, sure. So the Boba Fett has that type of potential. I didn't, you know, when Mandalorian ended, this wasn't the show that I was looking for necessarily. I wasn't looking for a Boba Fett spinoff. Right. I kind of wanted to see the other Mandalorians, I forgot their names with the women, yeah, the females.
Yeah, this is the way. This
I kind of like to see, I thought we were going to see a little team up movie with them. But or show?
You seeing Bo-Katan?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we still might get that.
But the thing is, we saw enough of Bo-Katan in the animated series.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm not up on the animated series.
Yeah, okay. It's actually pretty good.
Not that we saw enough of her. It was more like, I guess, that people, since they know that Dave Filoni is like a showrunner for both.
No, I do.
That
I
maybe
do.
They thought that they think that people watch the animated, but that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not watching animated.
I do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Like, I like the direction that they're going now with all this stuff. I mean, it's interesting. I reserve judgment, so, you know, we'll see what, how far it goes, you know, down to bringing back Star Wars fans and re-energizing the franchise. There you go. That's the
Joey franchise.
Yeah.
Are they always just trying to re-energize the franchise?
I think so. I think it's always, it's like, they're like, it's like on life support. It's alive, right? But it's like it's twitching, you know, and they keep putting the pads to it, you know.
They need a new re-energy strategy. I'm more definitely, but this is my favorite character. I'm more excited to see what Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
Yeah, Obi-Wan series, I think is gonna be fire.
I think Obi-Wan's gonna be fire. Yeah.
And Ahsoka.
Oh yeah,
hype for Ahsoka.
I like Rosario Dawson a lot. That should be good.
Yeah.
There's some Jedi bias there. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's what we're here for, right? I'm here for the Jedi. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. We actually had a Morbius trailer, but it was kind of like a Jared Leto kind of featurette.
Like, commercial.
I don't want to play it because definitely Sony likes to flag stuff. But I invite anyone to go check it out.
And, it is. We're getting a new one tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to get the new one tomorrow. At the end of it, it says, new trailer tomorrow.
Sony doesn't know what they want.
Yeah.
Of course not.
But actually, I mean, this movie's been on hiatus because of
Spider-Man in the past.
Yeah, this movie's been on hiatus for a long time because of COVID. I think it was supposed to come out before Venom 2 at one point. Am I right, Joey?
Yeah.
And then COVID messed that all up.
It was supposed to come out this year, yeah.
Yeah. So we're definitely getting it post Venom 2. Venom 2 was eh. So
hey, man, let's see how.
Why did they choose Michael Morbius? Why did they choose that character?
The Morbius character, you mean?
Yeah. What?
I just think they were just like, oh, that's cool. People like vampires. Spider-Man has that character. We can use that. Let's try something with it. You know what I mean? I think that's what.
Yeah.
It is. And then, have you ever watched the '90s Spider-Man show? It's on actually Disney Plus right now.
Yeah.
Anime. And why wouldn't be on the show?
There's a lot of episodes that are that Morbius is part of that plot.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out why.
Blade even pulled up into one of the episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they might go that route.
Of all the Spider-Man offshoots, why did they choose, you know, Michael Morbius?
Maybe because it's Blade.
I'm sure
not associated, but you know, they're gonna go that dark route maybe, and they were just like, Sony, go ahead and do that. You know, I don't know.
Sure Jared Leto. Right, this was probably a passion project of Jared Leto's, and he just came in the office, and you're not gonna not deny Jared Leto a movie, especially after he, you know, when you got the trophy, when you got that Oscar. I mean, those conversations hit different. So I'm pretty sure he had an idea for it. And pitched the idea, and Sony said, well, you know, we are trying to do all these villain origin stories, so why not? I mean, you got Tom Hardy, you got all these great actors playing these, you know, classic rogue gallery villains of Spider-Man. So you got Tom Hardy, now you got Jared Leto. We're going to see how the Aaron Taylor kid is going to do with Kraven. I mean...
Yeah. I remember years ago, there was supposed to be a Sinister Six film, and I wonder if that's scrapped or if they're still doing it, just doing individual. I don't know. It's weird, isn't it?
There was an article that was been circulating that apparently Kevin Feige talked them out of doing the Sinister Six.
All that Spider-Man 3 too.
Yeah, he pulled up on Amy Pascal, and he was like, "Hey, we're not doing this, or you shouldn't do this because I got a better idea." You know what I mean? And then that was the Disney-produced Spider-Man movies. And I think there was a point of contention, I think, where they were kind of upset that, you know, they kind of really wanted to do the Sinister Six and do their own thing at one point. I guess it was a pride thing, but I guess I don't know who made that decision. Or I guess Kevin just really sold that to Sony, you know, the whole idea. Is like, you'll probably be able to do your Sinister Six later, but let us produce, you know, some movies for you first. You know?
Well, clearly, I mean, Wilson's going to be in it, so, or the guy who played Vulture, you know, really.
Yeah. So. I think he really pitched the whole Spider-Verse thing to her from the get-go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not Kevin Feige's decision.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, but still, I think he pitched the whole idea to them, and, we lost Joey.
He got mad.
He pitched. No, he didn't.
Talking about Spider-Man.
Not my Spider-Man.
It's just one, you know, when that the Amazing Spider-Man 2 happened, and then Amazing Spider-Man 3 is not happening now, to the announcement from that Disney is producing, going to produce some Sony-backed, you know, movies in the MCU with Spider-Man, and then there's also the Spider-Verse, Into the Spider-Verse movie that was greenlit, the animated one, and we started seeing trailers for that. So I think that Spider-Verse conversation happened way, way in advance. You know? That was the whole pitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think, Joey?
I agree with that. I think this whole, what we're about to probably see in No Way Home, where, you know, it's alleged that Toby and Andrew Garfield Spider-Man are going to make an appearance. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was at the lunch table where it's us talking about, hey, you know, sweet talking her and just say, hey, we're going to, you know, give a nice nod to what you guys did before by integrating those stories and putting them into ours and just kind of making it all make sense and just making this big universe where Spider-Man is the only guy who can really cross between both Sony universes and MCU.
Yeah. So I think that's what...
Using the phrase sweet talk.
Man.
Just don't do that.
He white Suge Knight him. White Chick Knight.
White Chick Knight it.
Well, this is where you swipe the Disney credit card and you wine and dine them.
Yeah, right.
That's what I did. That's what happened. But hey, we're here where we're here, where we're at, and it's Eternals week, release week, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Yes. Woo. What is the hype train? We already seen I guess it's fair to say maybe so-so Rotten Tomatoes ratings. And some people, yeah, like it, some people don't. What's the hype train? What's the hype train level? Are we above 9,000 or not even breaking the reader? That's a Dragon Ball Z reference.
I was gonna say, what level? What scale are you using?
I mean, I think the movie's kind of. I'm not hyped, but I am excited to see it. I'm excited for a new Marvel movie, a fresh new story, a group of characters that we're getting to meet for the first time, helmed by an amazing director, and Chloe Zhao. I think it's going to be, like I've said this before, I think this is going to be Marvel's way of getting really...
Changing it up.
Yeah. And being more, how do you say? Because, you know, Martin Scorsese was talking hella shit.
Oh, yeah.
And said how...
They're theme park rides.
Yeah, it's like a theme park ride. So I think this is like Kevin Feige and Marvel and Disney's FU to that statement. Hey. Saying, like, you know, we can make a solid... you know, movie which tells a great story and it still is on brand with the Marvel brand.
I think so. Michaela, how you feel? Are you on a hype train for the Eternals or are you just eh?
I'm excited for Eternals.
Okay.
Honestly, like I still can't believe it's this week because I'm not like counting down the days to it. So that shows you my excitement for it. Because if I was really super excited, I'd be like, oh my gosh, 4 more days until I get to sit in a theater again and watch a Marvel movie. I was more excited for Shang-Chi, I have to be honest. Mm-hmm. But this past weekend, I went to Hollywood Studios, and they had a 8-minute preview.
I forgot you were going to talk to us about that. Yeah.
And it showed the Eternals coming to Earth, and how like Icarus and Cersei like first met each other on the ship, and then they showed the Eternals land on Earth back in like... you know, BC times, you know, like way, way, way back. So it just made it feel very biblical. The story is very biblical and makes it feel like, you know, they were like beloved. And it even showed in the trailer that they fell in love with the human race and the human race fell in love with them. And then over time, they pretty much just became normal people. And like I said, we got that, a lot of that in the trailer, but in the preview, you really it shows a different side of Marvel. Marvel's very artistic, especially let's say Black Panther was very artistically done, but this one is like, wow, they're gonna really lean on the artistic side of Marvel and making sure that they are very cinematic, not just action packed. So I'm intrigued to see the rest of it after seeing the preview.
How about you, Alto? Are you gonna watch Eternals or you're not there yet?
I mean, yeah, I'll watch it, but like, I don't know. Like, the trailers have yet to like grasp me. Like, I don't know. Everything looks very drab. Like, I remember watching a video years ago talking about how like bland the early Marvel movies looked, and like it's bringing me back to that vibe where it's like, all the shots are like mostly like beachfront or not beach. Yeah. Like rainy day looking like beachfronts and stuff. And like, just like fields. And I'm like, not beachfronts. I don't know. Hard to explain. But anyway, it just seems very drab looking, which I guess, it's a nice change of pace. But
oh, is that not Dune?
No. Cause again, okay. Yo.
We just got dragged back into talking about Dune again.
Dune's going to be the new, like the new thing here, but no, I don't know.
Dune is going to divide this podcast.
Well, here's the thing. Dune's not a Marvel movie. Like with a Marvel movie,
why I see this as a Marvel film then?
Because it's literally a Marvel film.
So, I know, like, but
where's Rich?
See it as a movie.
Either way, as a movie,
I'm
like
fighting with it.
Even if I didn't know that it was a Marvel film, I'd be like, oh, okay, like I'd watch it, but I'm not like, oh, I need to see that this weekend or something like that. Like, even with the cat, like, Yeah, even with the cast, I'm like, yeah, Kumail seems cool, and yeah, Angelina Jolie is like a great actress and stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Like, I don't know.
Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah.
I think you just want to be behind on the film. Like, you're determined to be like, you're caught up now, and you're like, I need to be behind again. It's my MO. No. I see what you're saying. I can see what you're saying from based on the previews. Like a city, and then a beach, and then a city, then a beach, and then a cabin. You know, it's probably not. It doesn't seem to be a bunch of levels of where they're going with things in the previews, at least. Yeah. I think because there's so many characters, it's hard to, like, we're going to get, you know, those things when we see each individual person, when they, the meetup part, you know, it's the classic. It's going to, it may be like a, hopefully it'll be like a more serious Fast and Furious where they have to get everyone together. I don't know if that bodes well.
That does make me want to watch it.
Wow.
You know, they're going to have to, you know, we've seen little clips of Kamal's character, I forget his name, you know, in Indian garb and, you know, doing that. So I think we're going to see some of those levels a little more. Hmm. I don't think anybody's really that hype. I think, again, much like Boba Fett, I think this is going to be, if people start saying, yo, it was actually really good, then people will be hyped for it. I think
is
people
this a
want
sign
a Marvel
of superhero film. Fatigue?
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see.
I think people went out for Justice League.
You got Spider-Man in a month and a half.
The thing. I'm way more hyped for Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is going to make like $1 billion.
Spider-Man has built, like, you've seen the first two movies.
Yeah, but like, even if this was like the first Spider-Man movie after Amazing Spider-Man 2, I'm like, oh shit, you know, like this, yeah, I don't know.
Well, Spider-Man's a character we know, let's just be honest, and then the two we have no idea.
We know these actors are not the characters.
Right, exactly.
I have no when I saw the names, I was like, never heard of them before, you know, even if I had seen, like, we're talking last week about like Eros or something, or Adam Warlock, I've heard the name, like these characters. Yeah. I know of the Eternals and Celestials, but I don't know individually. Which I think is an opportunity to make a really good movie because you don't have the pressure. But we'll see.
Like, hopefully what they're doing, they're trying to, like, not really reel us in with the advertising. And then people are like, oh, I guess I'll see it since the Marvel movie, and then have their minds blown away. Hopefully that's the case, but yeah.
Did you see the picture I posted of their Happy Meal faces?
No.
Happy Meal toy faces of the Eternals? It was funny. Angelina Jolie looks like a Disney character.
Oh, my God.
Listen, there's a lot of British people in this one. When's the last time the Brits have done a bad movie?
There you go.
I have nothing to back that up. I just...
No.
It's probably so many.
I don't know.
Facts. Spitting facts. Spitting facts on
Geek
Culture
Congress. We don't know British movie off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
I know this has nothing to do with the discussion we're talking about, but I thought I'd want to mention that there was another announcement in the whole Scarlett Johansson and the Tower of Terror movie.
Really?
And Taika Waititi is directing.
Let's go. Love
I know,
me some Taika.
I'm very excited about that. Love me some I wanted Taika. To say, because I mean, it's Marvel and people who are associated with Marvel.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm a fan of. I'm going to mess his name up.
Taika Waititi.
Taika's
dope.
I'm a fan. I watch What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows, yes. Just watched the final episode this past weekend.
I need to watch that one.
Yeah. It's so good. Well, watch the movie first. Yeah. The movie's fantastic, and then the show's, just runs off of that. It's so good.
Yeah.
Dope. So, me and Tarek are actually going to watch Eternals on Wednesday.
Oh.
Whoa! Yeah, where was the damn invite, bro?
Yeah,
I know.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, man. Yeah, we had to run. It's at night, bro. You're on the air, bro. 7 o'clock.
I'm not.
You know when it's during the day, you know you get the first dibs.
Nobody asked me.
Speaking of
I was definitely going to lie. I wasn't going to say, Speedy, all right. I was going to lie the whole week. I saw it on Friday night. It was really good.
Nah, there's no reason to lie. We're going to post that review as soon as we see the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Let's talk about, let's get into a little bit of gaming, man, before we wrap up the show. A little fast show today, so I want
to
talk about
before we get into gaming. Interesting. Before we get into gaming, I'm going to do something. I finished the show C on Apple TV.
Oh, did you like it?
I did like it. Oh. I did like it. I enjoyed it. But
it's not perfect. It's not perfect.
No way. There was no way they would build that community. I have nothing against blind people. If any blind people are listening,
oh my God.
There's no way.
This is decades and decades and decades of getting, you know, training, you know.
No, there's no way
we'll build that community. Getting used to being blind, bro.
Yo,
come on, man.
It was like, there's no way. But it was a good show. I read a little article on Dave Bautista talking about all the roles he's taking on. And him and Jason Momoa were in there. They have a very good dynamic on it. Yeah. And I'm going to go out
also
on
in Dune.
Say, and they're also in Dune, right? Yeah.
They can talk to each other. I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I think they're both pretty good actors. They did some real good acting.
I've been saying that about Bautista.
Grown so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like him and Blade Runner 2049. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, Blade Runner 2049 is my dream.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Michaela.
Just go marry him.
It's a good show. It's a good show. A lot more violent than you would think.
Really?
They go at it. They go at it in there. It's interesting to see how they. I would love to see behind the scenes on how they did the fight choreography. Because again, like everybody's blind, and the way they do the fights is so dope.
But it's too. You think it's too unbelievable?
No. It's fine. I mean, you're watching us. Everyone's blind. I mean, you're watching a science fiction film. So yeah, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh well, that wouldn't be right. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's like, what? Hold on. Some people are better at acting blind. Some of the actors are better at acting blind than others.
That was my problem with the first episode. I felt like Jason Momoa didn't act too blind well in some of the fights.
Yeah, and he got better and better at it.
Yeah.
Sounds like that Book of Eli movie with Denzel.
Yeah. But you're not supposed to know he's blind in that one.
Exactly. That's,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Exactly. You did all that?
Well, yeah, they got better and better. It's, yeah. So, that's my review of C. I recommend it if you have Apple TV.
They have that new show called Invasion, I think, that started. On the Apple
TV. I'm going on next to watch Invasion on Apple Invasion. TV. Yeah.
It's like a alien invasion thing. Let's see. What else they have? So we'll get into this thing. Here's a title. The Turkish Valorant Twitch Money Laundering Scandal.
Ooh.
I got to read this to you guys. This is wild, okay? Several Turkish Twitch Valorant players and streamer are allegedly involved in a money laundering scandal. Riot may initiate an investigation process and take the necessary step as per the report. Many fans are seeking the punishment of the people involved. However, some are conscious of the future of the Turkish Valorant scene. More than 300 members of the Turkish Valorant scene are involved in the scandal.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Whoa. On October 6th, I couldn't believe what I was reading. That's why I have to share this with the show before we sign off. On October 6th, Twitch's entire website was leaked online. The leak exposed several crucial details like source codes for the website and this phone and console version. That's why we had to change a bunch of stuff here. It was also revealed the total earnings of many prominent content creators on the website. In the leaked information, many noticed that smaller Turkish content creators were making suspicious amounts of money, specifically from Twitch's bit donations. As per the recent report, all of them were involved in a big money laundering scandal. Streamers used to receive donations through Twitch from stolen credit cards and Twitch accounts. Later, they sent 50 to 70% of the revenue back to the scammers. More than 300 members of the Turkish Valorant scene are expected to be involved in the scandal. Some of the big names are also likely to be involved in this. Asen star Mehmet Yagiz said IPEX brother, I don't even know, also involved in the scam. Names I can't pronounce, right? Talked about that. Some players have already also confirmed they are aware of the scandal. They were also involved in the scandal as it was a business deal, but they left once they came to know the reason behind this. Quote, unquote. After learning all the details, many fans want Riot to take a step against the people involved in this. However, some are also worried about the future of the Turkish Valorant scene. Everyone wants Riot to punish the people if they are proven guilty. I think Riot has yet to make any comment regarding this matter. It's expected that they may ban all the players and content creators involved in this big money laundering scam. End of report. So,
well, I guess now's a good time for me to say that I used to play Valorant. I actually am Turkish now. this kind of reminds me. I mean, like I know certain games like Call of Duty, et cetera, like just for cheating, like they've banned players outright. Like in the past. So, I mean, for this to be like an actual like scandal with like money involved. Yeah.
Yeah. That's big.
What happens. Also, 300 people. That's like, I only have like 460 like followers. So, like, just I'm thinking of like my community. Like, how would I even devise that together? Like, that's a lot of moving parts. So.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
You think this is like a?
I'm getting some ideas. No,
Do you think like this is giving some people some ideas now?
What did they do wrong? Let's not do that.
Yeah. What do you think, Joey? Every hustler finds a hustle, right?
Every hustler finds a hustle, man. When there's a will, there's a way.
I think it's unfortunate, man. There's something that a lot of those content creators, you know, if they made it, you know, that's their job now. You know, people are going full time there, and you know, even for YouTube guys too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're going every day and building content and stuff like that. And there's a way to now the way to, for them to get, you know. Maybe there'll be more restrictions on how they make money on Twitch now. What do you say, Tarek?
Someone's going to abuse this system or new technology. You know, it's unfortunate. It's just the way of the world. You know, listen. There are people who like. There was a Bitcoin something happened a few weeks ago where like someone hacked it. And they accidentally gave out a bunch of money. And then they had ask the people, please give it back.
How come I wasn't? I'm
not sure about that.
Please give it back.
Shiva to the moon.
Yeah. There's always, you know, people who are going to, you know, get in and abuse situations. And, you know, it is what it is. Doesn't, you know. Yeah, live with it.
Unfortunate, man. I need to get my Twitch up, man. So
I wish I was smart enough to do it.
DJ JR, there you go.
Follow this man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I'm forgetting, guys?
Kellysaurus Rex said that there is a huge update for Animal Crossing coming out. If anybody plays Animal Crossing, and their first ever paid DLC.
Yo, Mikella, your facial expression when she said Animal Crossing.
I have Animal Crossing, so I'm not. Well, I'm not doing it because I'm like, Animal Crossing. But shit, like that stuff is like so 2020. No offense, Kelly.
2020.
The reason why
not a whole year and a half ago, Mikella.
You have to be honest. Like when the Nintendo came out, when the Switch came out, and then it went sold out everywhere after the, you know, the pandemic hit, and even before that, then everyone started playing Animal Crossing like nuts.
Yeah.
Like crazy. And then now it's just like just died off.
Yeah, because the pandemic is dying off.
So, I know.
Yeah,
I know,
people are doing real things now.
But like,
it's still.
We outside, Mikayla. We outside now.
We're outside. I can dig up weeds here now.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. No, what's the update? I'm so intrigued now.
I'm not sure exactly. I don't play.
But, we have to Google this. We have to
pull it up. Let's look it up.
What else am I forgetting, guys?
Kellysaurus Rex, do you play Animal Crossing? I'm assuming.
Yeah. She may or may not be addicted to it right now.
She says she just got a Switch.
Yeah.
Don't act intrigued now, LOL. Friday.
She
started Friday, I guess.
Okay.
November 5th.
I said it's late.
November 5th is when the drop is, or when the new DLC comes out.
Speaking of the video game world, and I was talking to some coworkers there about, we talked about it extensively already, Call of Duty Vanguard. Well, they're partnering up with Versus, Triller and Versus, and Migos is going to host like a big event this coming Wednesday.
That's what I said. I think
Beasley that, Gaming that, Series. That's like let's weird. Get on that. No.
Yeah, that's right. A weird brand association right there. What do you say, Joey?
I've been there? Listen, man. I've already pitched ideas. I've already talked to labels about which artists play video games and if we can do something big. I know I've talked
let's
to like
T-Pain.
Guys over at Interscope.
We need T-Pain, a building, bro. That's what
Atlantic.
We need.
Atlantic. I mean, these are things that can happen. We just need to get you know also Beasley on board and really hit you know getting these meetings and. Really execute because look man all these other guys are running away with you know these ideas and you know we definitely need to you know kind of beat these cats to the punch. I feel like with the platform we have right now we could definitely take this to the next level.
Yeah, so it says that you know the Migos will be performing and hosting. They're no Joey franchise, but we'll settle for the Migos, I guess. And they'll be doing the Vanguard's multiplayer mode with additional celebrity showdowns on the game's new Eastern and Western fronts. And the winning team will face off against the Migos for a title, followed by a live performance from them.
That's what I'm saying. They're probably going to have like T-Pain and Fat Joe pull up on the game, you know?
Yeah.
Streaming from their house or whatever.
Yeah. I love that blend of hip-hop and, you know, normalizing, you know, video gameplay. Unfortunately, I'm too old.
And Madden's been doing that for years. Back when Madden was good.
Yeah. Madden's like a cigarette now. Like, well, we know Madden, it's not
Madden,
good.
It apparently, good. Madden 22 is the best-selling video game in the world right now.
It shouldn't be.
It's they got us now. It's like...
It's a shell of what it used to be. Like, Madden NCAA used to be amazing. Yeah.
Well, that's where I'm just like, that's where I get confused about games. Aren't all Maddens the same? Except for, like, the change of players. For
now they are. Like, I'd say since, like, what do you Madden, say, Joey? Madden 14 was, like, when it really was, like, Madden 12, Madden 14 was, like, when they really started just, like, going for, like, the ultimate team and, like, just making it more for money's sake as opposed to, like, actually making it a good game. So,
what do you say, Joey? I know you play some Madden.
Yeah, I'm never really been too much of a huge Madden fan. I think this year's Madden is pretty decent. But I'm really not a fan of like Mutt. I know there's like a whole community for, you know, doing the Mutt League and everything. I really hope that the NFL and can do what FIFA just did and kind of cut ties with EA Sports.
Yeah, they need to end the monopoly.
This is the last FIFA game with EA. So who knows who's going to take helm? Hopefully 2K. I think 2K does a great job. I think they did a great job with NFL 2K. They had 2K5, which honestly was my favorite football game ever. I think from commentary, presentation, everything was just perfect. And then the minute that did really well,
and they sold it for $10 less. That's what that's the real reason why it triggered.
Well, that's what
they
did.
Like they made the better game for $10 less. They sold more than EA Madden, so NFL.
That's what they did with the NBA
Madden.
Game. That's how they got the NBA game popping. They made it.
But I've seen Ronnie 2K. You know, Ronnie 2K 2 years ago, I think, posted a video of him walking into you know the Niners stadium, which you know leaving a cryptic post saying that you know insinuating that a 2K NFL can possibly happen real you know in the near future.
Well, actually, I just pulled it up. NFL 2K is going to be released in the arcade
yes.
game. But they've
which
delayed
is very, very vague wording. So it's like, they could. Because the thing is, there's so many videos now talking about how Madden's not even like simulation football at this point. So they could make a simulation football game that they're like, oh, it's arcade, and then just make a better game than Madden, and then, yeah.
Well, they say it's delayed until past the fiscal year 2022, so beyond March of next year. So who knows when that's going to come out?
When is that that Call of Duty Valorant or Call of Duty Vanguard? Should I say? Sorry, I'm getting my video games crisscrossed. When is that event? That versus event happening?
That's happening this Wednesday.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, this Wednesday.
Things happen for that.
When you're watching Eternals.
Yeah.
Right.
don't worry, Joey. My wife is mad at me and not talking to me as well. Okay.
He's not bringing the wife.
I'm not bringing the wife. See, now I'm taking Joey. Now, next one, I got to take. I mean, now I'm taking Tarek, and the next one, I got to take you, Joey. And the next one, I got to take Michaela. And then I got to spread the love. Okay?
She went to the last one.
My wife went to.
Shang-Chi, right?
Shang-Chi. Well, Dune. I paid for Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi. Yeah.
Oh, she went to Dune, yes.
Yes. You took her to that movie? Oh.
Yeah, she likes that.
It's a great movie. She likes Dune. Michaela, I will stand by that.
My wife liked Dune, for the record.
That's good.
That's funny.
And she also enjoyed the original Dune. That's why she was like, I want to see the
Dune.
Oh,
okay. So she'd like it.
So she was already on the Dune train. Yeah. All right. So am I forgetting anything? Anything I'm forgetting? No? We think we're good?
I haven't seen these trailers, but The Witcher has a trailer. There's a new movie with...
there's a new Witcher trailer?
Trailer. There's a new movie called Moonfall. I haven't seen that trailer
yet. I literally just saw that as an ad for Boba Fett. And I'm like, this looks stupid, but hey, all of them are...
I guess we can talk about all that next Monday. I haven't watched it. You have to catch up on the trailer.
We need some more trailers to come out so we can talk about it.
We had a concept art for what Goblin's going to look like for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Hey. Yeah.
That leaked. No helmet. Nice. It's just goggles.
Also, you know what also leaked too?
Touched up the suit a little bit.
You know what also leaked from Spider-Man 2? They dropped it on the Reddit. The only scene with Daredevil in the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, if it's the only scene, that kind of sucks that we know that he's only in it for one scene. But
it's like one.
We don't really know.
That's a spoiler in and of itself.
He's his lawyer. He's his lawyer, and then there's also a situation where they're speaking outside. Like he's like, "Hey, they're not gonna go forward with the charges, whatever. You'll be fine." And like, I guess somebody throws something at him. You know,
he
catches it. Daredevil catches it, and he's like, "It's
a deep fake." I don't believe it.
Yeah. I'm blind, but am I?
Oh my god, that's like the worst scene that you could put him in.
I'm just relaying information, my friend.
It's a deep fake. I'm not gonna believe it till I see it. I don't believe it.
All right.
What I think they're doing with that Daredevil is they're gonna keep all the same characters and just reboot the entire series.
Hopefully.
Aren't they showing up in another Disney Plus show?
They're doing Echo. So Echo is gonna appear in Hawkeye. In November, and that's kind of it. She's a character tied in with Daredevil stories, and she's worked for the Kingpin and everything. So, I think that's the next move.
Can you believe it is 6 years since Daredevil came out? The first.
Wow.
As a really?
What?
God.
They're gonna start expanding those contracts. That's what's gonna happen.
I'm gonna say this. I may be wrong. I mean, I know you have to like Wolverine, like who Hugh Jackman, clearly. I don't want them to recast Daredevil or Punisher. No. Like, I defy those characters, man.
I like those.
They kind of stuck on me.
Yeah, I like those too. But we'll see. There's a new Iron Fist. They got rid of the Danny Rand Iron Fist in the comic books, and there's a new Iron Fist in the comic book in the Marvel comics.
Word.
So I invite everyone to check that out. There you go. That might be our future Iron Fist. Going forward, who knows? Michaela. Michaela, how can they follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Mika Fig and on YouTube at Adult Adventure Time. And I did want to say, I'm sorry, Kelly Soros Rex. This was not about you, about my rant about Animal Crossing. It's all about Animal Crossing and how I abandoned my town.
Wow. Wow. Joey Franchise, how can they follow you, sir?
On Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at Joey Franchise and Wild 94.1 here out in Tampa. The app is available for download for free on your Apple or Android. Download the Wild 94.1 app and tune in. I'll be on 7 to midnight.
All right. And Mr. You feel it yet? Yeah. Mr. Terrence?
What's
that? No. I was asking if you're affiliate yet on Twitch. Yeah.
Not yet, man. I need it. I'm one more way. I just got to average. 3 viewers at least.
That's the hardest thing, man.
That's my hardest thing. That and the 50 why. Followers. Yeah. I'm going to help you out tonight, man.
I'm going to be on tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Mr. Tarek Lewis, how can I follow you, sir?
My name is Tarek on Instagram and on Twitter and also on YouTube. But I don't do Twitter because it's toxic.
Facebook and Twitter. That's crazy. It's wild. Mr. Alto Games, Drew Tallman, how could I follow you, sir?
He just said it. No, but, yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Drew Tallman, all one word, and you can find me on Twitch on Alto Games, ALTOGAME, in two Z's. Yeah, I'll probably be playing some more Doom Eternal Horde mode tonight. So yeah,
yeah, there you go.
Excited.
You can follow me, ladies and gentlemen, on all socials at DJ Speedy JR. Follow us, the podcast, Three Words on Facebook. Put them together on Instagram, Geek Culture Congress. We also want to listen to the audio podcast version of the show at any time. Just tell your smart speaker, "Hey, smart speaker, play Geek Culture Congress podcast," and he or she will do it. Depending on which setting you have there for your speaker. And thank you so much for being here with us on the live show on Checkpoint XP every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you to the whole team, Michaela, Joey, Drew, and Tarek. And we're missing Rich today, but hopefully next week he'll be back. And we'll see you again next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of Geek Culture Congress. Have a good one, everybody. Be safe.
All hail Doom.
Yes. Denny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.